Random House Audio presents Love Me to Death by Alison Brennan. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Prologue. 1 week ago. This was Roger Morton's big chance, his only chance, to get out of the country and recreate the life he used to have, all because of a box of cheap jewelry. The marina was closed this late at night, but Roger still kept to the shadows as he walked toward the docks. He'd picked this place because it was mostly open and flat. He could see who approached. Tonight, the marina was empty of people. Covered boats, monuments to warmer days. The security lights over the docks provided the only illumination. It was too foggy to see D.C. on the other side of the Potomac. He stuffed his hands in the pockets of his leather jacket, wishing he had a warmer coat. It was friggin' cold. He couldn't wait to grab his money and get out of this miserable town. He already had a place lined up in South America. Even after 6 years in prison, Roger had contacts. Once he had the money in hand, he'd be sitting pretty. 6 long years behind bars. His attorney had said he was lucky to get away with only that, after the attempted murder of a federal agent and felony rape. 6 years in the federal pen was lucky? He'd spilled his guts.